ರಾಮಾಯ ರಾಮಭದ್ರಾಯ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ವೇದಸೆ ರಘುನಾಥಾಯ ನಾಥಾಯ ಸೀತಾಯ ಪತೇ ನಮಃ. ಯುದ್ಧಕಾಂಡ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ನಂಬರ್ 115, ದಿ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟಾಲೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ವಿಭೀಷಣ. ದಿ ರೆಸಿಟೇಷನ್ ಬಿಗಿನ್ಸ್ ನೌ. The Devas, Gandharvas and Danavas, having witnessed the death of Ravana, their inveterate foe, ascended their cars and proceeded to their abodes, speaking joyously on the way of the ghastly death of Ravana, the prowess of Rama, the wonderful battle waged by the Vanaras, the sane counsel of Sugriva, the valor of Lakshmana, the son of Sumitra, and the love that bound the two brothers together. Rama sent back the effulgent car of Indra and bade farewell to Matali with affection. The charioteer of Indra took leave of Rama and sped to his heavenly abode. Then Raghava, affectionately embraced by Sugriva and welcomed by the Vanara chiefs, reminded by Lakshmana, proceeded to the place where the army had encamped. Turning to Lakshmana, standing by his side, resplendent with glory and valor, Rama said to him, "Child, our Vibhishana loves and reveres me. He has given us immense help. Take him to Lanka and install him on the throne with due ceremony. I have long been looking forward to this coronation of Vibhishana as a ruler of Lanka." "I shall carry out your orders," said Lakshmana, overjoyed, and directed the monkeys, whose speed was like that of thought, to fetch holy waters from the seas in golden pitchers. Straightway the monkey heroes brought water from the four oceans. Then, installing Vibhishana on a high seat, Lakshmana gave him a ritual bath with water from a pitcher. The monkey chiefs poured holy water from other pitchers on Vibhishana. Thus, according to the behest of Rama, Lakshmana crowned Vibhishana of pure mind as a lord and ruler of Lanka in the manner prescribed by the Vedas, while all the monkeys and Rakshasa hosts looked on with joy as Lakshmana, Vibhishana and others entered the city only after Rama gave the order. Vibhishana was pure-minded and he accepted the kingdom of Lanka only because he would not disobey the wish of his lord. Service to his lord was the aim of his life. The ministers of Vibhishana and his Rakshasa friends greatly rejoiced at his coronation. Having accepted the kingdom from Rama, arranged the welfare of his subjects and consoled the families who had lost their kith and kin in the battle, Vibhishana returned to where Rama was. Then the citizens presented Vibhishana with auspicious grains, sweets and flowers as a token of their love and devotion to him. Vibhishana in turn placed all these auspicious gifts at the feet of Rama and Lakshmana. Seeing that the object of Vibhishana was achieved and that he was feeling mightily pleased, Rama accepted the presents just to satisfy Vibhishana. Then Rama turned to Hanuman, who was standing mountain-like with folded palms, and said, "O son of Vayu, take the permission from Vibhishana and proceed to the city of Lanka. With his consent, enter the women's apartments and find out Sita. Give her the joyous news of our victory. Tell her that we are all well, myself, Lakshmana and Sugriva. Tell her also that I have killed Ravana. Bring back to me her reply on hearing these happy tidings." Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunate Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhumaya Mangalam.